Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is April 1, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Trust Payments receives authorized payments institution license from the FCA. WhatsApp gains approval to relaunch its payment service in Brazil. Neom selects SCNTBE to offer new payment solutions in South Korea. Paysafe's NETELLER launches Nect loyalty program. Glovo announces $528 million MLN funding round. MasterCard cardholders to benefit from SBI Card Pay feature. Reserve Bank of India extends timeline for processing of recurring online transactions. Now let's get started. Trust Payments receives authorized payments institution license from the FCA. Trust Payments has announced that the UK's Financial Conduct Authority has granted its subsidiary, Trust UK Payments, an authorized payment institution license. The license enables the company to engage in payment services directly in the UK without the need to rely on its existing EU licensing structures or transitional arrangements in the wake of Brexit. The company informed that achieving the FCA license is of strategic importance as they can continue to fully operate in the UK without the need for temporary permissions. Trust Payments plans to further accelerate investment in the UK, with the establishment of a new operation centre to service UK-based merchants and to boost the group's global footprint. WhatsApp gains approval to relaunch its payment service in Brazil. WhatsApp has gained regulatory approval from Brazil's central bank to relaunch its payment service in the country. The app will allow users to send funds to each other using the MasterCard and Visa card networks. Both card networks also had to obtain new permits to operate with Facebook's messaging app. WhatsApp is currently only allowed to perform peer-to-peer payments, and Facebook is still seeking approval to operate with merchants. According to Reuters, when WhatsApp tried to launch the transfer service in June 2020, the central bank said it could damage Brazil's existing payment system, PIX, in terms of competition, efficiency, and data privacy, adding that the service had failed to obtain the needed licenses. Neom selects SCNTBE to offer new payment solutions in South Korea. Singapore-based Neom has announced a partnership with SCNTBE to enable Neom customers to make payments into South Korea. Neom is an advanced global payments platform, while SCNTBE offers cross-border payment solutions. With this expansion, Neom's customers are also able to extend this offering to their own consumers, thus adding a new payments corridor. The payment process is also transparent within the portal and through the APIs, providing tracking and visibility for the accounting team. Through this collaboration, which will see Neom integrating SCNTBE's APIs, customers from around the world can now make the fund transfers directly to the banks of their partners and vendors in South Korea. Funds transferred can be initiated in any of the 40-plus source currencies currently offered through Neom's Send service, and recipients will receive the payout in their local currency to all major banks in South Korea via SCNTBE. Paysafe's NETELLER launches Nect loyalty program. NETELLER, powered by payments platform Paysafe, has launched a loyalty program, called NETELLER Nect. According to the press release, the loyalty program rewards customers for choosing to pay with their NETELLER digital wallet, and has launched in over 100 countries. NETELLER customers can earn points for using their wallet or prepaid MasterCard, which they'll be able to exchange for e-money, discounts with participating merchants, gift cards for leading retailers, or interests in cryptocurrency via the NETELLER cryptocurrency service. New and exciting reward options will be added on an ongoing basis. The launch of NETELLER Nect builds on the success of Paysafe's Skrill Nect loyalty program, which launched in November 2019 and rewards customers for connecting with others. Since the introduction of Skrill Nect, over 1 million consumers have enrolled in the program and over 1 billion points have been rewarded. Furthermore, applicable transactions for earning NETELLER Nect points include wallet deposits, withdrawals, cryptocurrency transactions, and prepaid card transactions. Glovo announces $528 million MLN funding round. Glovo has announced a Series F funding round of $528 million. According to TechCrunch, Glovo aims to become the market leader in the 20 markets in Europe where it is live today, in part by expanding its Q-commerce service, the delivery of items to urban consumers in 30 minutes or less. Moreover, the company stated that it will use the money to double down on that strategy, including hiring up to 200 more engineers to work in its headquarters in Barcelona, as well as hubs in Madrid and Warsaw, Poland, to build out the technology to underpin it. Overall, the funding comes on the heels of a very busy period of fundraising in the sector as investors the race to get in on the delivery of hot food, grocery, S and other necessities in Europe, a fast-growing business model in the most normal of times that blasted off in the last year as an essential service for consumers confined to their homes, often by government mandate, to stave off the spread of the COVID-19, TechCrunch reported. MasterCard cardholders to benefit from SBI Card Pay feature. SBI Card Pay, a payment feature that allows customers to create a virtual version of their physical SBI credit card on their mobile phones, has launched on MasterCard platform. According to the press release, to benefit from the solution, customers with an Android smartphone have to register their SBI credit card on the SBI Card mobile application. This creates a virtual card on their mobile phone for their physical credit card. Thereafter, customers can make payments at merchants simply by unlocking their mobile phone screen using fingerprints, the screen lock facility or an M-PIN, and tapping the phone at a near-field communication (NFC POS). This simple tap-and-pay contactless process makes the card payments swifter and more hygienic for customers. Furthermore, MasterCard Digital Enablement Service (MDES) will allow payment credentials to be securely tokenized and stored in mobile devices. Hence, while executing a transaction, a digital token is shared and the customer's actual card information is masked, thus securing the transaction. In case the customer's mobile device is misplaced, details of the card remain secure, as it is stored as digital tokens. Reserve Bank of India extends timeline for processing of recurring online transactions. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has extended the timeline for banks and other institutions to migrate to the framework for processing of e-mandates on recurring online transactions. According to the press release, the primary objective of the framework was to protect customers from fraudulent transactions and enhance customer convenience. Based on a request from Indian Banks Association, IBA, for an extension of time to enable the banks to complete the migration, Reserve Bank had advised the stakeholders in December 2020 to migrate to the framework by the 31st of March 2021. Thus, adequate time was given to the stakeholders to comply with the framework. However, the framework has not been fully implemented even after the extended timeline. The delay in implementation by some stakeholders has given rise to a situation of possible large-scale customer inconvenience and default. Consequently, to prevent any inconvenience to the customers, Reserve Bank has decided to extend the timeline for the stakeholders to migrate to the framework by 6 months, until the 30th of September 2021. Any further delay in ensuring complete adherence to the framework beyond the extended timeline will attract stringent supervisory action. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.